Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it's now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I, and this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile, and welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general, and California Christmas in particular.
So they are professional musicians. They bring their musicians from all over Los Angeles County and Orange County, and they gather here, the 25 of them, and they give a great concert.
Every Christmas season, Long Beach community activist Justin Rudd gives the community a gift, a free Christmas concert. The Joy to the World concert, offered through Justin's nonprofit community action team, is a favorite way of celebrating the season in Long Beach, and it offers attendees a chance to give back at Christmas time as well. While the popular concert, which is going to be happening this Sunday, December 15th, is currently waitlisted, there's a good chance of clearing the waitlist and getting a ticket. And if that doesn't happen, you can still line up outside Bayshore Church, where the concert's going to happen at 7 Sunday evening. Justin's website says the first in line will get seats if they become available. Justin, please tell me the story of the Joy to the World concert. How'd that come about?
So I've always been a fan of live music and live musicians, and I like being able to support live music and giving people the opportunity to come and hear Christmas music is something that I've always wanted to be able to do. And now with my nonprofit organization, we make money doing some charity events, and it allows us to pay some musicians to show up on a Sunday night before Christmas, and we give a free concert.
When did you first begin the Joy to the World Christmas concert?
Boy, I think this is our fourth or fifth year. I'm not exactly sure, but something like that.
Let's go in our imagination inside Bayshore Church, December 15th of this year, Sunday.
Yes.
What are we going to experience?
So at 7 p.m., there's a free concert, but tickets are required. You can get them from my website, justinrudd.com. And we expect about 600 people. It'll be kids, teenagers, adults. And it's a beautiful sanctuary that was built, I want to say, in the 50s. It's a very traditional-looking church with stained glass windows and big pews. And then we will have 25 musicians, brass and percussionists, and big sounds, beautiful holiday songs. There'll be some Jewish songs, and then there'll be some that a lot of Christmas songs. And it's tunes that you've heard before, a few tunes that maybe you've not heard before. And it's a 90-minute concert.
Tell me about these musicians, please.
Sure. So they are professional musicians. And the group that we hired the last few years is from Southern California Brass Consortium. They're headquartered in Long Beach. But they bring their musicians from all over Los Angeles County and Orange County, and they gather here, the 25 of them. And they're professional brass and percussionists from the area, and they give a great concert.
They sounded amazing online. Let's give their website, too, in case people want a quick little sneak preview.
So their website is socalbrass.org.
I was listening to them online. You have them playing, I believe, at a sleigh ride on your website.
Exactly. Yeah, that's always a favorite, I think.
What's one of their selections that really makes you feel most Christmassy? What do you really love to hear them play?
Gosh, I love Sleigh Ride because it is a big number. Gosh, any Joy to the World, Deck the Halls, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, those kinds of songs I like.
This should put people in the spirit pretty quickly.
Yeah.
What has been one of your all-time favorite moments from past Joy to the World concerts?
You know, there's, I think twice they've played a song, I think it's even called Santa Medley, and they play a bunch of songs with Santa in them, and that's something that I like. And once we had a friend of mine was dressed as Santa, and he was a judge for our cookie contest that was just in the next room over, and he came out when he heard all the Santa songs, and he walked down the aisle like it was like meant to be. It wasn't planned, but he just did it. That, and the other thing is that we collect food for some food banks. We ask people, in lieu of paying money to come to the event, we ask them to bring some food, and then we donate to a local food bank.
Let's look at what we could bring, because I'm looking at your page and I see all these jars of peanut butter, but what are some of the things that people don't necessarily think to bring that you always need, that you'd really be glad to see?
Well, I know that proteins are a thing that can be expensive, like peanut butter, tuna fish, or any canned meats. So sometimes when people can't afford healthier items, they'll go for chips or crackers or cookies. But obviously, peanut butter, tuna, canned meats, those are great proteins. Canned nuts or jars of nuts could even work. Those are good proteins. And then canned fruits, canned vegetables, rice, cereals, oatmeal, macaroni and cheese, those can be good.
I think take good care of people at Christmas time, and it sounds like we've got it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You made a reference before to the cookie contest, too. Would you tell me a little bit about what's going on just before the concert?
Yes, so each year we have a cookie contest. This year it's before the concert, and we're asking people to bring a plate of cookies, and they could be decorated cookies or cookies that are just, it could be any kind of cookie, actually. It doesn't even have to be a Christmas cookie, but it is a contest, and you can just bring cookies and share with other people, or you can really go all out and bring a fancy cookie or something that's super tasteful, and they'll be judged by a panel of judges, and then we'll announce the winners, and the winners will receive $50 to go to their favorite charity, place of worship, or school.
That is such a neat contest.
Yeah, and it's free to come to the cookie contest before the concert.
What kind of time frame do you need? What time would people need to drop off the cookies? What time do they need to get there for the concert?
The concert's at 7, and we'll open the doors to the church for the church concert sanctuary at 6:30, so a half hour early. Some people start lining up a little bit before that because it's a general admission. There's no reserved seating inside. But for the cookie contest, that is at 6 o'clock, and so I would say as long as people have their cookies there by 6 o'clock, they'll be fine. The reception and the awards all take place in about 30 minutes, so from 6 to 6:30. I would say they could start delivering the cookies to the fellowship hall about 5 o'clock, an hour before the contest begins.
This sounds super fun and festive. Is Santa going to be there to judge the cookies this year, too?
Who knows? If he's not too busy.
We don't want people disappointed at Christmas time, so I should mention that this seems to sell out every year. It seems like you have a capacity crowd.
Yeah, the fire marshal only allows about 600 people to be into the sanctuary during the Christmas concert, so it's important for people to go online early and reserve a seat, and then they can just show up, and they don't even need to print the ticket, just show it on their phone, and we'll have names on the list at the door.
And go online where?
Yeah, justinrudd.com/concert.
justinrudd.com/concert.
Yes.
We've talked about the donations, but how else can people best support you? What do you need to make this event happen?
Well, I forgot to mention another thing that we're asking people to bring. They can either bring for the food store, food closet, or they can bring for Operation Santa Paws. And we collect toys and treats for sheltered dogs and cats. So if people want to bring a bag of dog or cat treats, or some toys, some shelter cleaning supplies, they can do that as well.
Which, by the way, is a favorite tradition of ours over here. If I remember correctly, is that the 21st this year of December?
It is this. It's always the Saturday before Christmas. Let me check my calendar here. Yes, it's going to be the 21st of December.
If somebody listening has never heard of Operation Santa Paws before, what's involved?
Right. So we collect toys and treats for shelter dogs and cats in Southern California, but I've got other groups all around the country who are collecting for their local shelters and rescues. And you can go to our website, justinrudd.com/Santa Paws. And if your area is not represented, you can be the person. You can collect toys and treats for the shelter dogs and cats.
It occurs to me to wonder, I know that your community action team puts on 60-plus events a year. However in the world do you do that? What time do you have to get started planning the Joy to the World concert, the Operation Santa Paws, the cookie contest, and?
Yeah, I think that you just have to stay out in front of it. I typically lay some groundwork about 2 months before each event, and then obviously as the month gets closer, I'll ramp up some social media posts and make sure that the press knows about what's going on. And then the week of the event, just tie up the loose ends and then show up on the day of the event and make sure it runs smoothly.
And finally, and thank you for your time, you're giving all of this to us for Christmas, but what would you really like for Christmas 2019?
I would just love everybody to come and enjoy the concert and have a smile on their face and just going home with just joy and happiness in them and share that with other people. That'd make me really happy.
Justin, thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You and I have been listening to Long Beach community activist and Chief Inspiration Officer Justin Rudd. You'll find more information on the free Joy to the World concert featuring the Southern California Brass Consortium and happening this Sunday, December 15th at 7 o'clock on justinrudd.com. Currently, the concert's sold out, but there is a good chance of getting tickets if you're waitlisted. And while you're on the website, also check out Operation Santa Paws, which is going to be happening Saturday, December 21st. This is a great way of bringing Christmas cheer and maybe even a new home for Christmas to local shelter pets. Once again, that is justinrudd.com. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be festive, cheerful, and full of up-tempo high notes.